Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamani Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Pranamami Hari Vancha Kalupataru Pascha Kripa Sindhu Hari Vacha Patitanam Pavekyo Vaishnavekyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gopaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Hare Krishna. Until this morning I was feeling all right. Last few days there was a seminar on Brihad Bhagavatamritam and we had a wonderful exchange. Actually that forced me to prepare myself for the seminar, and every morning I have to prepare, and then came, gave the classes, had nice question answer sessions. Then since yesterday we started Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival, the senior devotees, some of the senior devotees of my god brothers spoke about Srila Prabhupada, and that was also very wonderful. This morning also I had the opportunity to speak about Srila Prabhupada. But now I am facing a very difficult time. Like all of a sudden, I have to accept so much worship. And I was seeing when I was walking, so many of you just wanted to come close to me, and there were devotees guarding and pushing them, and I was feeling very bad, and I told the guards, just stand behind, I'll just go. And that eagerness from yours like melted my heart. And I was seeing that you all are offering your worship to me, and I was reflecting on that, like, do I deserve that worship? I know that I am a very ordinary person, and the only special thing that happened in my life is that I came across Srila Prabhupada. And it is actually due to his mercy that whatever I am receiving today, it is simply a manifestation of his mercy. Why are you all worshipping me? Because I am just transmitting the teachings of Srila Prabhupada to you all. And so I was thinking that then actually this worship is for Srila Prabhupada. Like, I do not deserve it. And then I realized the meaning of the word transparent via medium. A spiritual master is a transparent via medium. He should be a transparent via medium. That means transparent means nothing stops. The light passes through that medium without being hindered. Just then only it is transparent. And I was realizing that all that is coming to me is actually Srila Prabhupada's. And I am only a medium. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I am receiving it. And my business is to just pass it on to Srila Prabhupada. And I was thinking how difficult a task it is. Because we are so prone, we are so susceptible, we are so vulnerable to our false ego. So often we can be misled to think that it is for me. And I was thinking that that's why it's such a dangerous situation. And I was remembering the mantra for Jagya. When you offer Idam Krishnaya Nama, it's for Krishna, it's not for me. Idam Krishna. And therefore I was thinking that so important a thing, Idam Prabhupadaya Nama. So nothing is for me. My business is to just become a divine eternal. And I was thinking that it's better not to be in that situation, like to come to a situation where we have to take worship. Because I was thinking it's not really necessary. It's not really necessary. What is important is the teachings. My business is to give Srila Prabhupada to you. Meaning, give Srila Prabhupada's instructions, Srila Prabhupada's teachings to you, convey to you. And if I can assume that role and if I can act on that capacity, then it becomes easy. Then there is no problem. Like as I was saying, during the seminar I was feeling perfectly alright. I was feeling happy. Practically every day I was getting up at 2 o'clock because the days were so busy and I was preparing from that. Like I mentioned, like Brihad Bhagavatamritam is actually a book with 3,000 pages almost. And I had to compress it to 4 days seminars, 8 classes. There are already 17 chapters in two volumes. So even if we covered one chapter a day, it would have taken 7 days. Anyway, so there was this kind of pressure to prepare the class in such a way that I could give the essence of Brihad Bhagavatamritam without losing its richness. And when you do that, we feel quite at home, quite at ease. But then this situation came when we just worship. So as I was saying, like, what's the use of that worship? Prabhupada also mentioned that worship is not just offering some fruits and garlands. The real worship is to worship the instructions of the spiritual master. So it's the teaching that really matters. And during the seminar of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you saw that Gop Kumar's only objective was to serve the Lord and become absorbed in remembering the wonderful activities and the glories of the Lord. Sometimes he was directly perceiving it, sometimes he was indirectly being directed to it. So, and that's when the first day of the seminar I just mentioned that many of you came for the seminar, but I got to know that many others were coming just for this occasion for 1 or 2 days. And I expressed my disappointment. This fanfare, this worship became so important that the teachings became secondary. No interest for the teachings. That is not right. As a spiritual teacher, it's my responsibility to remind you that if you want to make spiritual progress, then get absorbed in the teachings, get absorbed in hearing. And hearing just doesn't mean just direct hearing. Hearing means reading. So when you have the opportunity to directly hear from senior devotees, self-realized devotees, it's very important. But when that opportunity is not there, read Srila Prabhupada's books. And then only you will get the real spiritual benefit. So this is one thing that I would remind you. And I was telling Bhakti Prem Maharaj today that maybe from next time we won't have any this ceremony of Vyas Puja. We'll simply have the seminar. Either you come for the seminar or don't come. There won't be any Vyas Puja, there won't be any such festivity. Prabhupada's memorial festival will be observed just by hearing about Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So that is the important thing. That is what really matters. And I also noticed nowadays devotees are losing interest for hearing. Often they think that, oh, I know everything. There is no need to hear. But that's a very, very dangerous situation. In spiritual life, you can never know enough. You can never know enough. There is always more and more to hear, more and more to learn. Nitya navanavayamam. This is the spiritual reality. It is becoming always newer and newer and newer. So if you think that you have got everything, that means you are missing out on the real thing. So as it came out from Bhagavatam class also the other day, from the instructions of Sri Sanat Kumar, that the real advancement is indicated by the eagerness to hear. The more we advance, the more we'll be interested. So never think that you have learned everything and there is no need to hear. No need to attend the seminars. No need to attend the Bhagavatam classes. No need to read Prabhupada's books. Therefore, please don't take spiritual life lightly. Take it out very, very sincerely, very seriously. Because it is a serious business. It is the most important business in your life to get to know Krishna, to recognize your relationship with Him, to develop your relationship with Him. And then only you'll be transported to the spiritual sky. It's a very simple process. This also came out in our seminars in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Narad Muni is instructing Gop Kumar that the main criteria for entering into the spiritual sky is the mercy of the Lord. But ultimately, Uddhava was there, so he pointed out that the main consideration of receiving the mercy for the Lord, of the Lord, is dhaina, humility. So in heart we have to become humble. We must develop this attitude of humility. And then only we'll be able to receive the mercy of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, there is no way to approach the spiritual path. So anyway, these are the few things that I just wanted to say to you. And ultimately, I just want to also say that I feel very bad that so many of you came, and I know all of you are thinking, all of you are wanting to be with me, that I could deal with you personally and speak to you personally. But it's not happening. I am quite unable to do that today or in this situation. And I feel very, very sad about that. And I want to tell you that I wish I could spend time with all of you personally, talking to you. And I hope someday we'll have that possibility, that when we could be together with you, not in such a large group, but in smaller groups, and we can personally deal with you. That is one unfortunate thing about becoming popular. When you become popular and so many people admire you and worship you, the possibility of personal dealings become difficult. Like many devotees used to tell me also, proper disciples, that in the early days it was so easy to have Srila Prabhupada's association. Practically every day they could be with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada used to cook for them. And Prabhupada was teaching them how to cook. Prabhupada was teaching them about various things. But then with time, as Prabhupada's fame began to expand, began to grow, it became so difficult then. And as yesterday Vasu Ghosh Prabhu was telling, that in America it was practically impossible to even get anywhere near Srila Prabhupada. And even in India I saw, like those days, it was so practically impossible to go near Srila Prabhupada. And I know Prabhupada also used to feel bad. Sometimes devotees used to block the others to come from, the devotees who were managing the Prabhupada's affairs, Prabhupada's secretaries and senior devotees, they would allow other devotees to come to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada sometimes would tell them, don't stop them from coming, let them come. And Tamakrishna Maharaj used to tell, Prabhupada, there are hundreds of them, how can I allow them all to come to your room? And I've seen, like, Prabhupada was so much willing to give his time to others. I remember once Mr. Jayadayal Dalmia came to see Srila Prabhupada with his three daughters-in-law and his grandchildren in Vrindavan. He used to live in Delhi. He's very fond of Srila Prabhupada, very important person. And when he left, Prabhupada spoke to him for a long time. Prabhupada's health was not so good, and Prabhupada spoke to him for a long time. I remember when he came, Tamalakrishna Maharaj told him, Prabhupada, Mr. Jayadayal Dalmia has come to see you. Should we let him in? Because then he had to screen everybody. Prabhupada's reaction, oh yeah, sure, please come in. And Prabhupada spoke to me for a long, long time, even in that condition. So when he left, I told Prabhupada, you shouldn't exert yourself so much. Your health is not good, you shouldn't talk so much. And Prabhupada's response was, no. They come to hear from me, so how can I deprive them from that? They are coming to see me, just to hear from me. And then Prabhupada said, when I talk about Krishna, I feel enlightened, I don't feel tired. So that is one thing about a devotee. Like when he speaks about Krishna, he speaks enlightened, he becomes enlightened. So I very much wish that I could spend all the time with you. I was seeing when I was coming, like how you were eagerly trying to come and offer some flowers and garlands to me. And And I'm sorry that I couldn't reciprocate properly. And I extend my apology for my inability to explain myself properly to you all, when you all are so eagerly trying to help my association. Thank you all very much.